consciousness of the world. Is it just book distribution and making a few temples? I think you all know that the number of devotees who do preaching is limited. Is there a way to increase the number significantly if we continue the way we do? And we will have maybe Giridhari, in addition to Giridhari, maybe Jorika, when she is old enough in Krishna consciousness, after 5 years maybe. Do you think that we can attract the whole world to Krishna consciousness by our temples? Do you think we can even attract all the devotees in Yugoslavia and make them totally enthusiastic by our temples? How long do you think will it take to have a full success in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world if we continue doing the things which we do? Will we ever be successful?
Scriptures, there are many, many foretellings that Krishna consciousness will indeed inundate the whole world. Prabhupada writes, in Srila Mayapur, there is sometimes a great flood of water after the monsoon. This is a hint.
Prabhupada writes, the movement for Krishna consciousness will overtake the whole world and will drown everyone, either a gentleman or an arkan. Arkansky. Or Hector. Yeah. A gangster. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, all the five members of the Panchatattva saw that the whole world was drowning in the flood of love of Godhead. And they were very happy. So today I would like to ask you, how do you think we can make this inundation of Krishna consciousness? What do you think should we do? What is the program? Any idea? I think what I have done now is I have told you some open questions, some critical questions even, and I have contrasted them by foretelling how we will spread Krishna, how Krishna consciousness is an inundation.
You are now looking all at me, and we cannot bring these two things together, Sachinanda Maharaj. Here is the ideal, which is in the scriptures. It is a great secret how we can reach this ideal. And here is the practical reality. A few devotees struggling with their minds and senses and doing something to spread Krishna consciousness against an overwhelming mass of people who are not Krishna conscious. The missing link between the two worlds, so to say, lies in the tremendous amount of people who like Krishna consciousness, but who will never ever in their lifetime imagine to live in a temple community like we have all over the world. There are many, many, many people who have received our books and appreciated Krishna consciousness. There are many, many people who have gone to our big concerts and have heard the holy name, the chanting of the holy name, received books and prasadam. There are many people who have already some interest and appreciation of Krishna consciousness, in Krishna consciousness, and there is only one problem. We do not know where they are, and we have no idea how we can take care of them. So we need to have a program which contacts them and which takes care of them. And this is the Bhakti Sangha program, which you have heard already about. I'll tell you a little bit what is the secret of the Bhakti Sangha. I will stand a little bit because usually I'm sitting and everything looks so normal, so now I will just to make a change a little. The Bhakti Sangha program is actually quite simple. It has three principles which you need to understand. These three principles will make it work almost like oil will make a car work, or benzene. The first is we have to nourish the spiritual life. You know, nourish meant like a seed which gets water and sunshine, becomes a bilka, plant. In the same way, people's spiritual life need nourishment. Then they have to learn a certain attitude, that's the seva attitude. Seva means service. You all know we are eternal servants of Krishna, that's our identity. And then they have to learn to share Krishna consciousness with others. Now, the way this takes place is in so-called Bhakti Sangha meetings. Bhakti Sangha means people come together in a little group. It's very important because in big groups
no personal exchanges can take place. For instance, in this group, you can never hope to get to know something more about our devotee. He will not, you know, there are no personal exchanges. But imagine we build a group of 5 people here, send them to one corner and tell them, discuss what you like in Krishna consciousness the most. What they would say, and one devotee would say, I like the most the deities, and another devotee would say, I like the most the experience of Krishna, or one devotee would feel insecure and he would think everyone has to laugh about him, so he would say, I like the most prasadam, and everyone would go, ha ha ha. So some personal exchanges could take place, and they would discuss what they feel and so on and so forth. So Bhakti Sangha means the people meet in little groups and they start to nourish their spiritual life. First they begin to talk about something which is on their mind. For instance, someone will say, oh, last week one of my one friend of a colleague died, and I was thinking about death. Or another would maybe say, well, I was on holiday last week, and in the park I saw two young people fighting very much with each other, and I thought, oh, the aggression becomes bigger and bigger in Belgrade. Something which is on their mind. That's like the warm obsession. Everyone would say, what is in their mind. Second comes the holy name. One would sit together and chant the holy name together. Whenever I visit devotees now at their home or congregational friends, I immediately say, let's sit down together and chant Hare Krishna. Because by chanting the holy name together, one can become very connected with each other on the spiritual platform. During this time, one can also do a little puja. If one has Goni Thai deities, or if there is a little altar with pictures, you can they can wave an incense stick. What I do nowadays during the public programs, when they are a little bit favorable, you bring flowers and they offer flowers to the deities or to the pictures. The third item is what we can call the enlightenment. Enlightenment. Who of you, what is the Serbian word for enlightenment, please?
Prosvetljenje.
Prosvetljenje. Oh, it's too difficult for me. Let me just see if I can find. Yes. What you do is you read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, or you read a text, or you can even see a video, or you can hear a part of a lecture, and then afterwards you have a discussion. When everyone is involved, then so many things come out. And the first question which you asked is a question about the discovery. What is in there? You can ask, what are the points? For instance, I could ask you, we could make a little experiment. What were the points in the lecture this morning? Sometimes it's a little risky to ask the devotees because so many things have happened since then and maybe they have forgotten, but I think some points you remember. I would say that is a realization which you had. What was said during the lecture? You have a very good realization, Nidamiya. I am personally on your side.
Yes. One of the points is not to have illicit sex because of controlling the senses and spiritual advancement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was about this subject matter. So, when you read the text, you immediately ask this question, what were the points? And everyone has to remember if he doesn't want to appear to be too. So, the next question is, so with this, you want to help them to think about this Dukhanda Jivat or Dukhanda Tema. Then the next thing is, you want to that they have a more deeper understanding, that they don't just repeat points. So you asked the question, can you tell us a little bit what were the subject matters? What examples were used? Did you have any understandings? Or any realizations? I remember once I was in a Bhakti Sangha group in Neckarhausen, and we read the verse from the 18th chapter, text 65. And I still remember it was very nice when we read it. And there was a point, one should arrange his day so that he can think 24 hours a day at Krishna's lotus feet. And I had a realization. My realization was, well, I must change things in my life. Then comes the next question. How can you practically apply it to things which you have heard? And someone said, you know, I will go to Vrindavan and stay there for 3 months to really become more like a sadhu, more like a devotee. Other said other things. And finally, what you could do is you talk practically about plans. I have always seen this when I meet with devotees. At the end, we always plan how to take over the world. Because that's the natural result when you have a Krishna conscious meeting. You want to do something. In the Krishna conscious meeting, people become so totally enlivened and so, how do you say, Krishna consciousness empowers them so much that it's very easy for them to talk about plants and about things. Now, after some time, can you wipe out the, make the things clean? Yes. After some time, this group will become bigger, because remember, the last point was making plans how to spread Krishna consciousness. For instance, what they can do is they can distribute prasadam, or they can buy books from the temple and distribute them for free. Or the friends of Krishna can give birthday presents. Or what they do in some places, they can place the books into libraries. The friends of Lord Krishna can also arrange programs. In Germany, they have just arranged one big tour called the Reincarnation Dream, where we went from and gave preaching programs in Ulm, Karlsruhe, Stuttgart. It is not necessary. Now you have made it wet. Congratulations. This is the plan. This is what the congregation can do. And by doing something, they go outside and do something that eventually will bring people into the meeting. And then the group, which was at the beginning something like 5 people, becomes so big that they separate and become two groups. Now the organization behind this is that each group has two very important positions. He is called the servant leader, and then his assistant. Now, I can imagine that this is the most difficult point to understand. If you give a low-class man any position, he will exploit others and will become into the Ishvara Bhava, it's called, the mood of the controller. Even if a beggar has a bottle of Slilovich and another has not a bottle of Slilovich, the beggar with the bottle will think he is Andrei Milosevic, the president. In a temple, we find when a bhakta is 2 weeks in the movement, he will lord it over the bhakta who is 1 day in the movement, because I am the old devotee. You have to be very careful that this could...